Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." This is the text. Last week, I spent a great deal of time walking you through a prime example of a false teaching that we are forced to endure because our sinful world wants to believe the lie. So children and adults are told again and again that, until Christopher Columbus came along, most all the people in the world thought that the world was flat. And since the early 1800s, this lie has been told and retold so that the church, which oversaw the educational system of the day, looks like it was filled with ignorant, superstitious people. That was the point of having that lie told and retold. As I said last week, this is a lie that our unbelieving world wants to believe. It enjoys believing this. This is why this past week the atheist wing of the science community was very angry at Bill Nye the Science Guy for having a very public debate with Ken Ham, the director of the Creation Museum. And if you, hopefully you got a chance to watch that online. But the atheist part of the science community, they did not want this debate to happen because they do not want the Creation Museum to be seen as a place where science happens. They want the world to think that we are ignorant, superstitious people with nothing real to say. Satan is the father of lies, and he wants you to believe the lie. Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth." The only other option is that you are not salt. That's what Jesus puts out there. Either you're salt or you're not salt. If salt has lost its saltiness, what is it good for? Either you are salt or not salt. There is no middle ground. The lie is that we can live comfortably both in the world and in the church. You cannot be both salt and not salt at the same time. You cannot be light and darkness at the same time. You cannot be comfortable in both places. You cannot be an evolutionist and a Christian. You cannot be comfortable with your sin and comforted by the gospel at the same time. Now, this doesn't mean that Christians are free from all sin and darkness and we just live this salty world. No, you are simultaneously sinner and saint. There is a war going on within you. But through the grace of your baptism, the old Adam in you, by daily contrition and repentance, drowns and dies and daily arises to a new life in Christ. Luther expresses that so well there in the Small Catechism. It is a daily battle. If you see violence and it doesn't make you uncomfortable, if you hear the name of God profaned, misused, and it doesn't make you uncomfortable, if you see people who are not married pretending to be married and it doesn't make you uncomfortable, then something is wrong. You are in danger, as Paul says, of exchanging the truth for a lie. Romans chapter 1. We dare not make ourselves comfortable in our life outside of the church by dismissing what Jesus says about God's law. Jesus says that not an iota, not a dot, not the smallest letter will pass away from God's law. It is absolute. It is only accomplished. It is only fulfilled in Christ. We dare not make ourselves comfortable by listening to a lie. We dare not embrace the lie that there is really nothing that is absolutely right or wrong. There are only shades of gray. I mean, we've heard that phrase over and over again. This notion that there is no absolute truth. There is only opinion. And your opinion and my opinion, they may disagree, but they're both equally valid. That's the view of our world today. That there is no absolute truth, there is only opinion. It is one of the favorite lies, especially over the last 100 years, that we have been forced to hear. It's really the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, he's my least favorite Lutheran pastor's kid of all time. He is credited with crystallizing this thought by saying, you know, that there are no facts, there are only interpretations. And his thought has really dominated the culture over the last 100 years. The reality is that this type of thinking has been around for a long time. I mean, sin is nothing new. Wanting to dismiss God's law is nothing new. This type of irresponsible teaching, that's what Aristotle, back, 4th century BC, referred to it as, that there is no truth. It has become not just really popular, but it has become the dominant philosophy of our culture today, especially among the immature and uninformed. And unfortunately, that is the dominant part of our society. It is a sad state of affairs. The Facebook page dedicated to Nietzsche has over 2 million likes. Now, Tom Morris, who is the former chair of the philosophy department at the Notre Dame University, he said that his brand of skepticism, and it was always the favorite philosophy among his first year students. The immature and uninformed love this type of irresponsible teaching, because the immature and uninformed always think that there is a way around God's law, some way to abolish it, some way to get away from it without dealing with it, and really the only way to deal with it is in Christ, because he has come not to abolish it, but to fulfill it. And why does our sinful nature want to abolish God's law? Oh, we'll turn again to Friedrich Nietzsche. He said, "No price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself." Oh, this is why he is so popular among the immature and uninformed of our world today. I get to be my own man. Nobody owns me. I own myself. No one can tell me what to do. This is a lie that our unbelieving world desperately wants to believe. It enjoys believing this lie. Now, there is truth in the notion that owning yourself is worth any price. Your Father in heaven certainly believes this, which is why he offered up his Son as the ransom price for you, because he wants to own you. You are worth any price to him, and he wanted to buy you back out of your slavery to sin to be his own. Now, if I own myself, do I need to fear judgment? I mean, again, Nietzsche has all the answers for the one who wants to believe the lie. He simply says, God is dead. If you want to know where Time magazine got the idea for their infamous cover, it flows from Nietzsche. His thought just permeates our society. And the immature and uninformed have embraced his teaching, has embraced this concept. They love to embrace the lie. It's a lie that they want to believe. Well, Nietzsche is still being quoted by especially our young people today. The most recent one of his statements that is, you know, is everywhere is, he says, "That which cannot kill us makes us stronger." I'm sure you've heard that one. It's in songs. It's on motivational posters. And it is a lie. Not everything that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. This goes hand in hand with another lie. What I do in the privacy of my own home doesn't hurt anyone. Sin always hurts someone. Sin hurts those who are around you. Sin hurts you. Sin makes you weak. It always does. It does not make you stronger. Sin is our rejection of what God has designed our life to be. And what He has designed our life to be is much better and stronger than whatever it is that we're doing on our own. Now, the law is written on your heart. Jesus says, when you relax even the least of these commandments, especially when you teach others to do the same, you will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. This is not making you stronger. But you being great in the kingdom of heaven, you being the salt of the earth, the light of the world, this doesn't happen because you are able to work yourself free from sin and I have, you know, by my reason and strength become saltier than you are. That's not how it is. We've already confessed this morning, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You are salt because Jesus Christ, the truth, is in you. The lie is that there is no truth. You are salt because God has purchased you as His own at the very high price of the broken body and shed blood of His Son. The lie is that I can own myself. You are salt because God is not dead. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.